State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Good morning, USA.
What's poppin', Charlemagne?
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, today is Wednesday, hump day.
Two more days until Memorial Weekend. You know, I don't like to be counting my chickens before they hatch, but I cannot wait for the holiday weekend.
Oh, I'm counting.
You hear me?
I am counting.
I cannot wait to sit poolside and eat what I want.
Where you
drink
going?
What I want. I'm going home to South Carolina. You already know.
Oh, shoot. They got pools in South Carolina. You got a pool in South Carolina? Your crib in South Carolina?
Shut up if I shoot you.
I didn't know you got a pool at your crib in South Carolina.
I don't have a pool in my crib in South Carolina. Oh, I don't have a pool here. I'm broke, baby.
You said you sitting poolside. What poolside you sitting?
I'm going to go to a hotel, like a Days Inn or something, or a Doubletree. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to post up.
That's what
you know what I mean? Bring my own liquor in a bag. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Bring
your
family.
I'll be in Punta Cana and Dominican Republic.
Okay, rich talk. See that rich talk?
Actually,
go from broke talk to rich talk.
She working. I'm sure
she's
working.
I'll be working. I'm hosting that alongside Trina, Luke, DJ Drama, DJ Holiday, Young Jack, a whole bunch of people.
That's going to sound like work.
I got some people's coming. They ask if you can hook them up, if you get them in the club.
Yes.
Okay. They ask me.
Who are they, though? Are they people I'm cool with?
No, you don't know.
Okay.
They work with me at Top Pop at the soda company I partially own. And they was like, I'm going out there. Can you get Angela in? I was like, yeah, Angela.
Yeah,
can
a
get
lot
you
of my
in.
Friends are actually coming out there too. So I think it's going to be a good time. I'm going to have fun. I can't wait.
All right. Nobody cares about our lives like that. Who we got today on the show?
He's light skinned, but he's dark skinned.
He's not light skinned, but he's dark skinned.
He's emotional, but he's not.
He's dark skinned with light skinned tendencies. He's definitely very emotional. Yes.
Wale will be joining us today.
He's definitely emotional.
I'm excited about this. I love talking to Wale. He has a new record. The record is dope.
Yeah, Wale's my guy. He's one of the few people that I talk to when we're not here at the studio.
And it's funny because they didn't used to get along.
We definitely didn't used to get along. When I first saw Wale, he had on a Mickey Mouse hoodie and real short dreadlocks, and I said, "Who is this guy?" And we had words back and forth.
I actually called you yesterday for Wale's number.
What did you call Wale for?
It's going to sound crazy, but the person that braided his hair, I needed to braid my daughter's hair, so I was trying to find the number.
All right.
So
I thought you know hair braiders from when you went to Hampton. And
that's
you
in Hampton.
Get your hair braided.
Yeah, now we got cornrows.
To my guy Q. One time for Q Love Bug.
Q did not
Q braided
my hair.
Back in the day, y'all,
no
Envy had hair, and Q Love Bug braided it. Envy sat between Q's legs.
And
Q braided Envy's hair.
Shout to
One
Q.
One time for my guy Q.
Shout to Q. Q didn't braid my hair.
You definitely braided your hair, boy.
The owner of the shop, Shalazar, braided my hair.
Shalazar?
Is a female.
Nope, don't believe
Q. There's no female.
Her name is
Shalazar.
Her name is Shalazar, and Q used to work at the shop, so shout to the boy Q.
One time for my guy Q.
Though. He definitely knows hair braiders.
And while they don't have braids, you got dreadlocks.
Whatever, they do the same thing as dreads.
No,
dreads and braids
don't.
Are not the same thing, bro.
They're not the same thing at all.
The
what
same
is
people
wrong with
do
you?
Them. Isn't the same. If you could do dreads, you could do braids.
You just think everybody that's into natural herbal products knows how to braid
goodness.
And dread, huh? You think everybody that listens to a little poetry and snaps their fingers like this knows how to do dreads and braids, don't you? You think everybody who wears rock deodorant does braids and dreads, don't you?
You could have asked me, Envy. I know plenty of hair braiders.
Oh. Well,
so wait, were you trying to get a hair braided, cornrowed, or locked?
I don't know. Dreadlocks. I think cornrowed.
Okay.
The moral of the story is Wale's going to be here this morning.
Yeah, Wale, yeah. He, yeah.
Yes.
Well,
right. Was he able to refer you to someone who does cornrows?
I found the person that does his
If I was Wale, I'd have hung up on
cornrows.
You. As much as you don't play his music...
I do.
They probably thought you were like, saying him about music.
Word up. I thought you called me to play my new record, PYT, and you called me to ask me about who braids hair?
Oh, boy.
This guy.
All right. Well, let's get the show started. Front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, we'll talk about the Justice Department. They want to seek the death penalty against Dylan Roof.
That good. I'm going to hold a fish fry in Charleston, South Carolina when they kill him.
Church shooting, yes.
Good.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in front page news. Now, the Thunder beat the Warriors last night, 118-94. They take a 3-1 series lead.
Yeah, I really think it's Kevin Durant's mom's lifetime special. When I saw that special and saw how sad it was, I knew that they was going to have some special magic, some special voodoo.
They doing
but
some stuff.
But the series ain't over.
They looking good. Now, let's talk about Dylan Roof.
Yeah, so the Justice Department is seeking the death penalty against Dylan Roof. Dylan Roof is the Charleston Church shooter. Now, what they're saying is it's because of the nature of the crime and the resulting harm. That's why this decision was sought, because he was trying to ignite racial tensions across the country. He particularly targeted Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church because of the local and historical significance of that church.
I don't see the problem. What you going to try to tell me? Oh, he deserves another chance at redemption.
No, definitely not.
He needs forgiveness. He can change. F out of here. I'm going to hold a fish fry in Charleston when they kill that boy.
Now, Roof was charged with 9 murders, 3 attempted murders, and multiple firearms offenses as part of this long-planned assault, which was premeditated.
Drop one of Clues bombs. Fry them.
Now let's talk
gas
about
gas chamber, whatever you do.
And just so you guys know, the last time the federal government carried out an execution, that was back in 2003.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
that boy threw his life away. He threw his life all the way away.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about this manhunt for a dad. What the hell's going on?
Was a man in Missouri, and he shot and killed his 8-month-old son while he was arguing with his wife. Then he fled with two of his other sons in a rental car. Now, those boys later were found unharmed. They were at a relative's house. Deada R. Crockett is his name. He went missing. He's in a rented black Hyundai Sonata. He is considered armed and dangerous. They did find the car later on. That car was recovered. Now, the argument started. His wife told police that she felt forced to get into the car with 3 of their 6 children. At one point, she tried to get out of the car. She was holding the baby, and that is when the father fired 1 shot toward her and actually ended up shooting and killing the baby.
Damn. Is he in jail?
They're trying to find him. He's on a
manhunt. He's on a manhunt. He's on a run.
No, turn yourself in, buddy.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you're having a bad morning. Whatever it may be, phone lines are wide open. You can call up right now and vent on air. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, what up, though? This is Chris in Miami.
Chris, tell him why you mad. Chris, tell him why you mad.
Envy, you know why I'm mad at you?
Why?
Because when Robin E. Malco was up there, you told him to stop cussing, and he can't cuss. But when Adrian Bruno was up there, he was just cussing his tail off. You ain't say nothing to because him. What's wrong with you, Envy?
Because if you tell Adrian Bruno to stop cussing, then it won't be an interview.
He'll be quiet the whole time.
His vocabulary is kind of limited, sir.
That is true. That's very true. hey, Charlamagne, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Hey, can I reserve the right to one of Clues bombs, please?
Absolutely. What you want one of Clues bombs for?
Drop one of Clues bombs for the Breakfast Club. Y'all hot. Y'all fuego.
Hey, thank you, sir.
We'll give you that one.
That bomb is for everybody. That's all ours.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jay calling out of Florence, South Carolina. Charlamagne, what's up, man?
SC, what's happening, Florence? 843-803, what's going on?
Why you mad?
Yo, I'm not mad, man, but Charlamagne, you really need to throw that fish fry to kill that boy, man.
Oh, you know I'm having us a fish fry in the 843 when they execute Dylan Roof.
A fish fry.
Hello, who's this? Why you mad, mama?
I'm mad because my boyfriend want to sit up here and give all his coworkers a ride, which is mostly females, and it's Uber everywhere, so I don't get it.
You are hating? You must got a crush on your coworker.
I mean, I don't know what it is. He say he don't have one or whatever, but...
You got a crush on your coworker.
She said it's her boyfriend. is giving his coworkers, right? That's her boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend playing a little game of smelly finger.
I mean, and I talked to the girl, too. She just said that, you know, it's nothing or whatever.
Yeah, right.
She better find her own way to work.
Yeah.
Listen, this is how you ask her. Just find out if she giving him gas money or not. If she not giving him no gas money, he definitely smashing.
All right, that's what's up. Let me find out.
Don't listen to him.
I'm sure he's not smashing. I'm trying to get that man in trouble.
I'm not trying to get him in trouble. It's just
simple
math.
But if it bothers you, she got to figure another way to get to work.
If they doing this out of respect for your relationship. If they doing this carpool thing and ain't nobody giving him no gas money, he's smashing.
Stop it. Hello, who's this?
It's Josh from Richmond, Indiana.
Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad, man. Look, I'm a producer, right? I make beats. I'm mad at these rappers out here, mostly local rappers out here, that be like, oh, we got all this money, all these cars, all these girls. But yet, when it comes to paying for the records, they like, well, come look out for me, homie. Come look out for me. I'm looking out, gonna pay these bills, homie.
Yeah, I know those type. I know those type. You know the type I hate? Like, they'll ask you, yo, can you get my video on Worldstar? And then when you contact somebody at Worldstar and tell them how much it costs, they're like, I gotta pay?
You ain't gonna hook up?
But you got a song about balling, though.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Anthony in Miami.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
Yo, I'm not mad, but that All The Way Up remix, Remy's verse was fire.
Y'all know I'm a Pinkett Smith, Winfrey Knowles Carter. I love Hov. But Remy washed everybody on that remix.
Everybody.
And she looked like she know it, too, when you see the picture of her and Jay.
Thank you, bro. All right, if you haven't heard the record, we're going to get that on in about 30 minutes, all right? Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, Unique, tell them why you mad, mama.
Because my dude, like, he's so ignorant.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
We out at the club, like, no, it's like a little white bar for real, like, just chilling, having a good time. He just, like, go off, like, oh, I got an appointment tomorrow, this, that, and the third, let's hurry up and go, like, because he going through stuff or whatever.
So he was a little stressed out, he ruined the good time you was about to have.
Yeah. So then one of my friends get up in the business with me and my dude, and I'm just basically telling her, like, you ain't got nothing to do with it, and she's basically trying to cause a conflict that, you know, just add fuel to a fire that she ain't going to be able to put out.
Sound like y'all was just having a messy night out. Maybe the best thing to do is to go home.
And that's what I tried to do, but it ended up something else, fighting and punching and all that.
What? I ain't going to lie, you sound fat, boo.
I ain't sad, but the whole point of the matter is, like, well, people, you just always do, and I got a kind heart, and I'm always just...
You got a kind heart and a big stomach. How much you weigh?
Oh, stop it.
240.
Okay, how tall are you?
5'6".
Yep, I could hear the cellulite around your neck.
Oh,
boo.
Stop. Thank you for calling, mama.
And you continue to have a kind heart.
There you go.
But you know who they say I look like, though? For real, though.
Oh, yeah, Marie Sidibe.
All the people always tell me that. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, right. Nicki
Minaj.
Really?
What's your Instagram?
She said Nicki Minaj. First of all, I saw a picture of Nicki the other day on Instagram. Nicki's body is amazing.
We all saw
okay,
that picture.
Okay, so Nicki ain't nothing about Nicki 5'6", 240.
But how you know she was fat from her voice?
You can hear fatness in people's voice. I don't know why y'all keep acting like fatness is not something that you can see coming a mile away and hear coming a mile away.
Hello,
and you
who's
know
this?
What you hear?
Good morning, you guys. Y'all, man, you are so funny.
Hey, boo.
Why you mad, mama?
Well, you know, no, listen. I had to tell that girl that, but I'm really not. I'm happy. And I wanted to go, like, give y'all a shout out because that is so nice of you guys to be helping somebody that's special to me.
Die to die for fat people. Yes.
That is so awesome. And you know what? So, let me tell you, I got hit on to Dr. Sandy when your face started changing color, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, but no, so I started following her and following, you know, like really Googling her stuff. Like, not that my skin looked like your skin at all, but I want to be a little whiter with her none. But anyhow, Ohio is where the fat people live, for real, for real. Like, let's be real. So she's thinking about coming here. She said she's real busy, but she said she's definitely going to try to open up her schedule a little bit for her to come to Ohio.
Are you overweight people. Also?
Well, you know, listen, do I sound overweight? Let me ask Charlamagne. Charlamagne, do I sound fat?
No, you don't actually sound fat. My fat dog could be off, though. How much you weigh?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, no. I'm not fat. But, I mean, I am a little thicker. I need to lose weight. But see, this is what I was telling her nurse that, you know, I work out 5 days a week. I mean, I do. I mean, I work out hard. But I can never lose weight. I'm speaking my hormones.
What are you eating? What are you eating, though?
Chick-fil-A every other day.
Charlamagne, I just tell you, your pops don't throw out digs, okay? So, I don't eat stuff like that. Actually, I eat healthy, but I am a junkie. I'm a sugar person.
That's probably what it is. Also, if you do the same workout every time, after a while, you hit a plateau.
Yeah, you got to shock your body, boo.
No, I try to lift some weights now. Like, I lift weights.
But you got to stop eating that junk. You're eating all them cookies and cheesecake. That's what you got to stop.
Well, see, there you go, too. And I like you, too. There's no cookies and cheesecake over here.
And I bet you drink soda, too. You drink a soda, too.
I don't drink. No, all I drink is water. I either drink distilled or spring water. And I drink a gallon a day. Like, I do everything to be healthy. I'm thinking my hormones are off. You know, first of all, I just turned 40. And I just think that my hormones are really just off.
You talk too much for us to help you.
Yes. If you need to spend some of that time on the treadmill.
You know what? Got a mouth punch your face. You know what?
That's good cardio, too.
Yeah, that's good punch cardio. Boxing. Goodbye, mama. Jeez. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to... What's that?
Speaking of diets, salute to TV1. TV1 sent me a whole basket of cookies because I guess they play reruns of Empire now, so I guess this is like a cookie thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm touching them. Feel how soft these cookies are. Touch that chocolate chip. How soft? Lord have mercy. Are they not soft?
Yeah, you got to eat those,
I'm not eating these.
Keep them over there.
Touch them. Touch them.
Right,
just touch them. See how soft they are. Lord have mercy. Your finger just goes right in it. God damn it.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. You got rumors coming up?
Yes. Imagine if you took your car to the dealer and they went ahead and drove it and crashed it. We'll tell you what rapper that happened to with his $409,000 Lamborghini Aventador. Also, goodness. Amber Rose and her new talk show. We'll tell you the debut of that and what it's called.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
That his car got into an accident.
Because he wasn't driving.
How mad would you be if you took your car to the dealership and one of the employees went and took it for a joyride and then crashed it? Well, that's exactly what happened to Yo Gotti.
Damn.
No way.
He took his $409,000 Lamborghini Aventador to the dealer, Motor Cars of Georgia. And apparently an employee took it out for a little joyride and crashed into a tractor trailer on the interstate.
Oh, my goodness.
So Yo Gotti gets a free Lambo now, right?
They got to give him a free Lambo.
That's not how it works?
They have to.
You get a free Lambo.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't take a bite of my sandwich if you work at a fast food restaurant and hand it to me.
No.
Not expecting to get another meal.
He says his car sustained serious physical injury, and he's suing for $80,000 in damages to the car, plus his own personal pain and mental anguish.
Oh, Yo Gotti's suing that?
Yes.
No, Yo Gotti, you can't get that car back. You need a new car because if you crash that Lambo, just because it's on Carfax and there's an accident on that luxury car, it's going to be worth way less than what it's really worth.
But don't they
give you a new car.
Don't they already depreciate with value anyway?
Yeah, but if it's an accident, it's way
depreciates
worse.
Depreciates even more.
Yeah, way worse. He needs a new car. They can't do that to him.
I don't know nothing about that.
I'm going to call your guy. Your guy hit me yesterday. I'm going to call your guy. He can't take the $80,000. Ain't enough.
I got a 2004 Cadillac Escalade with 200,000 miles on it. I don't worry about those problems.
I thought you told us you got rid of it and sold it for $500.
Oh, I did. Damn.
See how you be lying in here?
lying.
Catching yourself in lies.
I forgot the lie you told.
I forgot I sold it.
Get
all right, Karen King from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. If you don't know, she's one of the newest cast members from the show Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she just got arrested. She was in Saks, and she tried to buy almost $5,000 worth of merchandise using a stolen credit card.
That sound about right?
She a scammer?
That sound about right. Love & Hip Hop cast member scamming. That sounds about right.
Right. Well, she also was featured on America's Most Wanted back in 2012 for allegedly beating an ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
What?
Drop one of
two
bombs for Karen King. She's consistent.
On Love & Hip Hop.
And later on, she went to jail in 2013 on charges of aggravated assault with intent to murder,
Satan's
kidnapping, armed robbery, and other offenses.
Satan Scott Young is out here giving these young felons a chance to rehabilitate themselves. All right. Okay.
Sheesh.
Love & Hip Hop is like the 5 inches. That's that program you join when you're a felon and you get out, you try to get your life together. That's what Love & Hip Hop
I mean, listen,
is.
They promoted this to promote the show, too. She said, I've been in prison not one, but a few times. It's unfortunate I made mistakes, but when you're a single mom and you don't want your kids to struggle, you might make some choices that are not so good.
But if she's in Saks Fifth Avenue stealing clothes, that's not for her kids.
She wasn't stealing clothes. She was trying to scam
Buy stuff under somebody else's clothes.
Okay.
It's a difference between stealing.
And they also felt like she was in cahoots with the sales employee because that's what it felt like. So they both got arrested.
Boosters and scammers are two different things, okay?
I didn't know.
Boosters, shoplifters, scammers,
listen,
scam.
You cannot be on Love & Hip Hop and be out here boosting because when you get caught, it's going to be all over.
Everywhere.
She needed clothes for this new season of Love & Hip Hop.
That's what she did.
That's exactly what she did.
She needed new clothes for Love & Hip Hop.
And then return it. That's all.
How you going to buy it with no money? She ain't get no check.
Yeah, you still need some
$1,500 check per episode, okay? She ain't get the first check yet. It's not like Mona giving them advances.
You're right. You need a credit.
She needed clothes for Love & Hip Hop.
All right, Amber Rose, her new show is going to start on VH1 June 17th at 11 p.m. So it comes on Friday nights at 11. It's called Mother Rose. And we told you about this show. It's produced by Dr. Phil. She's going to be talking about pop culture, race, parenthood, and business. So
she comes on Friday nights at 11?
Yeah.
That's what time my show comes on.
Challenge.
It's not a challenge. Okay.
What is that supposed to
mean? God bless Amber Rose. I wish you the best. It's a nice
talk that is.
Okay, Charlamagne.
Talk that is.
Okay.
No challenge.
Let's be clear. It's a lot of shows that come on Friday nights at 11 o'clock, okay? It's enough people in America for everybody to get good numbers.
Talk that is. But
I actually wanted to be successful. It's good. The more black people that get shows in that realm, that's a good thing.
All right, well.
And drop one of Clues Bombs for Amber Rose, because she could have been a chick who stereotypically should be on a reality show, like a Love & Hip Hop or something of that nature, but she got her own talk show. That's good for her.
Shout out.
You listen, man, you got to get these hoes something to scribe for.
Hey.
Yo, he was so positive until the last
line. Just had the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in here, and you are calling women hoes still?
You're right. I'm trying to do better.
He was positive.
You need to stop using the word hoe all
trying.
The time.
There's enough people for all these
I'm
shows.
I'm a work in progress.
You know what a hoe is? A hoe is a garden tool.
And then the last thing he says,
referring to women
as garden
tools.
These hoes
got to
do better. Yo, what's wrong with you, man?
I did not. All right. You're right.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
This guy's a jerk, man. All right. When we come back, Wale will be joining us. Wale! Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Panda Designer. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Everybody already drunk. Wale already kicking drinks over.
Spilling it over, you know what I mean?
We got a special guest in the building.
You didn't even give me the...
He's not even a guest.
You're greeting.
This is a friend to the room.
A friend to the room?
A friend to the room. But Charlamagne barely remembered that I've been here this year. I'm not memorable enough.
No, I couldn't remember. No, I didn't say that.
There's something that needs to be done. There's some type of seasoning that needs to be put on my name.
I said that. Oh, respect.
Respect his name.
Respect.
Wale, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
We need a better presentation for Wale. These little plastic cups, I mean, terrible looking.
They don't have any. They don't have any acknowledgement of my handle.
Wale's
put some
again.
Acknowledgement on my handle.
Wale's here again with good music. He got the record PYT.
Right?
Yeah, cheers to that.
But he don't got no gimmicks, no stories, no scandals.
Nope.
You know what era you in, Wale? You can't just come with a record no more.
It scares me. It does. I'm truthfully scared.
I saw somebody say on Twitter, man, this PYT Wale record is low key hard as hell. Like, they didn't want to let
me low give it up home. Yeah, low key hard.
You saw that?
Shaq tweeted that.
I know,
certain people, like you want to be a Clive fan like, or something, dog. Hey, man,
why
come
can't
on,
it just
man.
Be good?
I like this one because now a DJ could play it.
He just told me he never play my stuff.
No, I ain't say that. But it's very difficult to when it got slow tempos. You got a tempo now that I can F with.
I appreciate it.
I can put in the mix.
And now we're going to see, though.
I didn't know you had Sam Sneak on the record. I thought it was Tiger. And I said, why? Why did you do a record called PYT with Tiger?
Sam Snake does look like Tiger a little bit.
Why y'all playing Tiger, one of the best young businessmen in the game, though? Why y'all playing with him? Why y'all playing?
It got me caught up. Love.
It's my guy Sam Snake. Sam doing a lot over there with MMG, though. You like the secret backbone over there?
The big homie Ricky Rose. Since I was a kid, I met Rose, and then he was like, you my DJ. For real? Hey, this before real. Hustling.
Sam Sneaker album coming soon then.
Yeah.
Now, Wale, I saw you tweet out, don't let your fascination with nostalgia cloud your perception for the present time. What you mean by that?
I mean, I just think a lot of people be like, it'd be very easy for me to come in and jump and be like, yo, Envy, you remember, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you go back to, like, when you did the Beanie Siegel disc jump? Like, you know what I'm saying? The Jaded disc. Like, I could easily come in and be like, yo, where the verse at? Can you play the rest of the verse? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's where I was when that joint came out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was in high school or freshman in college around that time when that came out. Like my appreciation for what he do is not about, like, that moment. And a lot of people get caught up, like, where they was when they heard Lotus. A lot of them be like, I had a girlfriend that I used to love, and this was our song. We not together no more. Bring it back. Mm-hmm. And they think that, like, telling Wale, bring back the old Wale, is going to bring back that person subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fixation that a lot of people got. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I do get offended. Like, yo, I ain't making this for me. I make it for me every once in a while. Album About Nothing was for me. Shine is for the world. Mm-hmm. For the first time in my career, like, I designed the songs, like, to make an array of different women feel good.
So it's strictly for the women.
For them to champion it initially, absolutely. Yeah. Like, not for them, but I just know my setup, how my career is set up. Like, everybody was like, oh, let me get a joint for the funk, me and my girl. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a joint for me and my girl because you make the girl joint. Like, actually, I made a whole album of other joints, but...
Right.
You know the crazy thing about music? Music is like a drug. It's like crack. But the problem is, if you sell crack, crackheads are always chasing that first high, but they'll come buy the same crack from you. They don't do that with music.
I don't know about crack.
They love that first high.
I don't know anything about crack.
Sneak know what I'm talking about.
I can't relate.
How does it not? Sneak don't know nothing about crack. Our brother is under some serious allegations, man. We don't know nothing about any of that type of Wahala. That's Wahala. What we call...
Well, they love that first high when it comes to the music, but you got to keep giving them new drugs.
That's the nostalgia, though. One of my mentors always talks about when Bob Dylan went electric, and that was like a big like uproar. I don't know if we allow our pioneers to do... I understand Michael Jackson did New Jack Swing. He didn't spearhead that movement. He like, I'm gonna do Michael Jackson on this Teddy Riley vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Rico Love told me this a long time ago. He was like, yo, like, you know why you gonna win? He's like, cause you a fly that can rap all types of ways. Like, anything the way the game go, you could just jump right in it. And that always stuck with me because it's just like all of y'all in a way, in your own fields, it's been a slow build. Ain't nobody, you didn't get no black and yellow. First, at the beginning of your career, you ain't been getting none of that. You ain't getting no best I ever had at the beginning of your career. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no ass mm-mm. at the beginning of your career. It all grew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like what I try to represent is the person that, like, you might not get employee of the year, a month for your first 2 years of your job, but maybe you might be the first one to get a promotion. You might be the first one because one thing that they can't deny is my ticket sale. Anybody who goes skeptically leaves like, holy shit, I forgot this boy had this many hits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
Hov is a great example of that too, and
man,
T.I.
That's who Rico
you
mentioned.
Know us
that's
too. Hov and T.I.
Ja Rule and Fat Joe.
Yeah.
You ever been to Fat Joe's show and you'd be like, yo, boy got hits.
He got hits, absolutely.
But you know what too, like, and not to go back, but that was a time where I think people love music more. Now it's so fast.
I don't know if they don't love it as less. It's just like,
it's like, all right, what's next?
It's just like if somebody make a bomb ass pie and it's like four stores that sell pie. Like, you probably like pie at an all time high right now, but it's just so much. It's so many pies. Right. Like, you don't know. Like it's like everybody want to make pie now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we don't know. That's the only plight of the artist of today. Like, we won't never know how hot we are. I tried to get on Saturday Night Live 7 times with me and Jerry.
What happened? What'd they say?
I'll leave that up for speculation, but I wanted to go
We know they said no, but how did they say no? I'm saying how? Like, what did they say? Like, how did they reply back?
Why would you think that? You know why? Because you grew up in an urban environment. You know why? Right. Like, them girls is out there buying Demi Lovato, who has really, like, curved my advances to write her music. I won't go on record and say that. Like she don't give a fuck about no Wale until Wale is on the top 40. Then her A&R is like, yo, there's this kid named Whale. Like, you should work with him. He does poetry. He wears his dreads like a crazy, he's like a cool
she
ass.
She curved us too, though. She was supposed to interview with us. She walked toward us and saw who we were, and she went right to the left.
It was because of Charlamagne. You gave her Donkey the day
true.
Right before.
The week before. You gave her Donkey.
But my thing is, I ain't give her nothing but love. Right. You know what I'm saying? I just think she could sing. Just like Ariana Grande. Like, I think they could sing, and I'm a big fan of Whitney Houston. Like, women, Beyonce, women that sold it and could sing. And unfortunately, right now, there ain't no really no sisters that's doing what I feel like a 19, 21-year-old Whitney would do. I mean, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I write as if Whitney was 20 years old. So I have these records that I can't even get into her hands because of, like, let's just be
but
honest,
yo. Once in a lifetime talent. I'm gonna be
completely honest. I think Christina Aguilera, absolutely, Ariana Grande, and Demi. I'm not saying anybody. Demi can sing like dog. Like, when I went to
Christina.
Because if you come to my parties, I DJ. I'll play "I'm Your Baby" tonight. I'll play "You Get Good Love." Like, I'll play "I Want to Dance with Somebody."
Well, I play DJing.
Man, he just takes over the turntable.
He's not even
But while they get more money than Envy.
Put you on the flyer saying that you're hosting.
Only about two rappers per year got more money than Envy.
But to DJ, you might pay Wale more than you pay.
We're looking at you crazy. No. You don't think your coworkers know?
All over Instagram.
You got a rose gold wedding ring. His wife is like the muse of all the, like, girls trying to be fly
all
for their man.
Wale, all right.
I'm just saying.
You know what Minister Farrakhan told Envy yesterday?
No, I'm just saying.
Minister Farrakhan said, don't get robbed. That's a nice chain you got on. Don't get robbed.
I'm uncomfortable, dog. I'm uncomfortable, dog.
All right, we got more with Wale when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Fabulous. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Wale is in the building.
So you and me, y'all good now?
We always gonna be good. Like, we
did you tweet congratulations because he had album of the year?
He did tweet it. I saw him tweet that.
But y'all make it y'all wording it how y'all word it.
That makes it worse. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
I want to be clear. Like, me, we like real life. You know, you have a big family and you just do two brothers that's close in age. That's like us. Like, we always trying to outdo it. Like, it's just like but if it's something go down, me gonna be like, yo, you good. Like, you need anything, you know what I'm saying? Or I get a call from Tok or Dean or Melly, whatever. Like, or even like
three
days after that jump, me and Mo Melly did a record. Like, it ain't no thing. Like, I know what it is. Like, that's my brother. Like, whatever. Like, at the end of the day, like, we don't even talk. That's my nick. And Self-Made 4, like, it's records that we, like, going at each other, like, but that's the relationship, because our shit ain't fake. A lot of these come in here, they come through a game plan in the elevator and be like, this how we gonna act, da-da-da-da. MMG for real, dog. Ross get in our shit when we started doing that putt. Like it's real. Sam would call us and he hold Meek down the club. He hold me down the club. Rocky Fresh, Omarion, like, quietly, I'm just gonna say this, like, quietly, MMG be putting out hits all the time.
Nah, on the quiet.
I mean, Omarion jump went under the radar, and that jump went gold, and it was almost platinum. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that record changed the whole. You know what you like to do? It changed it because what she said in it, the groceries part.
Janae Aiko commercialized it. By the way, Omarion got
on
mad
that
at me
record
because I said that. I said exactly what you said. I said Omarion. I feel like the label ain't behind them the way they need to be. Like,
they
that
own them that one.
I can't speak on labels.
Album should have been bigger.
We can't speak on the major label.
They owed them that one because Omarion put out two records before that. That should have been.
The record with Ghostface was crazy.
The record, the M.I.A. record
M.I.A.
was crazy.
M.I.A. was my song.
Yeah, M.I.A. was crazy.
Who was on that jump? That jump was hot.
M.I.A.
Huh?
What?
You had a verse on that? The DJs always cut it.
I know.
Cut it. Are you in the label good? Because you're not a fearful of telling the label how you feel.
Yeah, no, me and Atlantic is good. We good. The fact that Charlamagne and, you know, a lot of other DJs was asking, what do you think is holding Wale back? Or even that's a conversation that's upsetting to me, because I'm like, dog, I made this album to tell my story in a broader scale. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to go back what I was saying, like, what you was doing in the early 2000s, like, you on a major radio station, everybody know you, and you doing...
It was the 90s, though. Don't just date him a little bit.
No, it was 2000.
I ain't trying to do you in.
Napster wasn't out then.
It was before that, though. But like,
it was like the late 90s because of Napster.
That was 2000, man.
That was the late 90s.
That was early 2000, man.
I was 10
there. Who's
5? Yo, 5 years
old. No, it was Lil Bow Wow.
Envy.
Envy.
Jermaine Dupri had them all. All the child stars. The child prodigy.
Do you think, because you do so many records for the ladies in the R&B type records, that people
but I don't really in comparison,
those are the records that are nationally released,
but
and that's what people see from.
But
you.
What is nationally released? Because sometimes I put out a record, and if y'all don't react fast enough, like the label will be like, you know, if y'all don't react fast enough, I remember
you're lyrically dead nice, but I don't think people see that
because I mean I'm a handsome man.
This guy here, man.
But they got
like, compliment, man.
No, I'm just playing.
Let me ask you a question, Sam. Just act like Wale not here. What do you think is missing from Wale's situation?
As far as what? What do you mean?
When just
you
in general. Because for me, I think he's in a good space, and I think it's only a matter of time.
You say what's missing for what, though? Like, missing to do
as,
what?
As far as him being on that next level of artists.
Right now, I don't think it's anything. I just think it's because, for one, he's an artist that's, like, you know, difficult to understand. So I think with that, it takes time to understand him. Mm-hmm. With everything, regardless of with the hits he make and everything, it takes time. And then around this time, I think people going to really get him with Shine, you know what I mean, with the album, with Self-Made Foe. You know, they're going to understand. They're going to get him.
That's what I tell them all the time. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, and that's all it is. They just don't understand him. And once they get it, man.
Envy, what you think about that question? Because, I mean, we flirt with the question sometimes, but, like, I'm at this point in my career, like, I just want to know.
You know what? I hate comparing artists.
He said it's because you're dark-skinned, bro.
Nah, I ain't.
That's what he said when you ain't around.
But I think, like I said before, I just think a lot of people don't respect you as a lyricist because they don't hear you as a lyricist. And the reason I say that is like...
Enunciation? Is it a technical thing?
Nah, you think... Like, you look at Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Fabulous puts out a female record every time for his core.
Right.
But there's so much other music in there that you forget about. I remember when he did the Friday Freestyle.
Right.
And
right.
I remember Meek. I remember Nicki Minaj. I remember a bunch of artists being like, yo, Fab is dead nice.
Like, you forgot?
Always, yeah, he was always nice. That nice.
Even
you,
on the chick records.
But you forget about that. And I think
I
that's the
know,
same with
man.
You.
I mean,
I think that's the same.
Because like, I don't know. Because my thing, when you say it like that, it seems like it's contrived. And like, Fab, like, all right, I'm going to make a chick record. Like, I don't know. Because me and Fab is good friends. And
he makes those chick records for radio. That's what he does. That's his core he does.
And then, you know, it's a likability factor. Because people don't want to like Wale.
Yeah, I don't know. I always hated that. Like, Envy always talked to, like, about genuine, like, he feel the consensus, not even trolls. Like,
right.
Like when you did the thing with United Airlines, if that was a Kendrick or Cole, they'd have sympathy for Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Cole.
They're like, man,
for you, it's like, why are you doing that to the United Airlines lady?
See, but you know what?
Being an asshole.
And, like, they probably got, like, something, like, within the past week when they went bad on the same people. Like, when I do it, it's just like.
See, but being honest, see, at first, I ain't like Wale. But and not because I knew him, because I just looked at him. I was like, he looks sad.
He's dark skin.
He's always
just admit
like,
it. He's sad. Admit it. Christopher first, Williams in New Jersey.
Admit
but,
it.
But, the intelligent brother
sad.
From the Bay. Admit it.
He looks sad, miserable, and always mad. I'm like, what's wrong with Wale?
I got the little vibe when you just, you know what I'm saying?
But then when you need him,
when you need him.
You mean Wale want to drink here, man? How you going to tell a man?
But he's asked.
But he is different.
I don't think he's not likable. I think he's not understood. Because if when you sit around him and just have a conversation. Like, oh,
right, but for somebody who doesn't sit around him and meets him for the first time, or sees him for the first
I'm
time,
I'm going to tell you
like,
what.
Wale don't like playing the politics.
They go off. They go off hearsay, though. If you go off hearsay,
yeah,
you're
already
like,
coming with a notion. Like, right. You know, and then so if you see a little bit, yeah, they right.
I'm you got you on tape personal complex, bro.
When I first met Wale,
that was a passionate discussion.
But now,
we heard the Rap Radar podcast where you cursed out YN and B-Dot, even though they did deserve it because they was antagonizing.
Did I curse them out?
You ain't cursing them out.
See,
you went bad on him a
see
little.
See how the narrative gets finessed a little
but
bit at the finish line.
But after you know him, then you say, "Oh, he's not like."
When
him.
The narrative gets finessed right. At the finish line, it oftentimes, you know, has repercussions to the protagonist. I'm not the villain. You know, sometimes the narrative gets misconstrued and then people run with it.
What does it take for you to say, okay, now I feel like I've reached a success?
You ask me that every time around the same time. Is that my cue?
No, we still got more. Nah, you good.
No, because it seems like there's a lot of things that
I
we always discuss this.
I don't know, man. I think I'm getting closer to it. I think I'm getting closer to it. I am scared for the day I let my foot off the gas.
You find a girl last time you said you was looking for love.
Was I looking? See how the narrative
you, you was you I thought was, you had a girl. You was exploring the option of finding
you would like to be in a relationship. You would
like I love like what love can do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Have you found that person?
I think so.
Pretty young thing.
I think so.
I love what love can do.
I love what it can do. Like it like to be honest with you, like you get certain energies around you and then you let God in, like what Quincy and them say, right? When you feel something for somebody, like it run easy. When I wrote That Way, it was so easy. I was just having a conversation that rhymed. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with PYT. You know, it's inspiration for everything. Some girls is for decoration. Some girls is for inspiration.
Yeah, definitely that.
So that was a yes. You have found love. You said, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I say I know, then I feel like if I ever lose it, I'm going to be heartbroken every time I watch this. But
she light skin or dark skin?
Would be a good place for Wale. Uh-huh. Then you focus on your love and we'll less of the trolls.
Is she light skin or dark skin?
It ain't about the trolls, though.
He's ignoring you.
Never about the trolls.
That's one more time, Charlamagne.
Is she light skin or dark skin?
You ain't even give me my drink. Crack that joke.
She must be white, man.
You see how the narrative gets juggled? The narrative gets juggled. Why don't we allow the people to be on the journey with me as I pursue normalcy?
I like that. That's what I'm going to say.
On a journey with me.
Someone
don't
on a journey with me.
I'm saying.
As I like, pursue normalcy.
And if I did have one, maybe I'm waiting for the right time to tell you in a way that you make you understand the way that I feel. Maybe I just don't want it to be on your way.
This is a new sitcom right here. Wale and Sneak, you get two more dudes, be the male version of Living Single, four bachelors on the pursuit of love and normalcy.
Ooh, in a Charlamagne kind of world. I'm glad I got my girl. Keep your head up, boy. Keep your head up. That's right. Whatever it is, right to fight, you gotta fight. Your homegirl sounds in your left and your right, true flow. That's why you like her. We are living in any kind of world.
Say what?
I'm glad I got my girl.
What? All right, Wale's in the building now. Should we play Wale's record?
I definitely think you should play Wale's record.
Of course, it's a great song. I love it.
I'm just joking.
PYT.
Let's get into Wale's joint. It's PYT.
Why play like that?
Oh, my PYT. All right.
Why are you going to get the name wrong?
I'm sorry. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Wale's here. That was my PYT, Wale. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Wale's in the building. Now, Yee?
So the album's dropping soon. Anything else dropping?
No, you trying to make me leave here when I'm just getting started, man.
Anything else dropping we should know besides just the album?
Hey, you know
self-made
what I
mean? Self-made
four. How surprised were y'all when Meek won Album of the Year at the Billboard?
I wasn't surprised
at all. Well, I was surprised over what?
Because the album's dope. You heard the album.
I think it's dope, too, but you know.
So what would you be surprised?
But you know when it comes to the politics of the business.
If anything, we were surprised that the game just was fair. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
if it was just that.
Drake, Kendrick, who else was in that category?
Dr. Dre.
Who wasn't in that category?
Drake and Future.
Okay. It's Billboard giving you an award, so it's not like it's numbers, it's theirs, right?
You know
it's
what it was, though? People think it's all Wahala attached to that joint. The true fact is when his album dropped, like, 8 records charted.
Number one, 2 weeks in a row?
Meek put in work, though.
Promising for you, though.
I don't know, man. I just think I'm trying to pursue that, and I want to. I love the art, and I write all my raps. I write every note, everything. So it's like it's important to me to be known as somebody that's doing that. I put a lot of time in this, you know. Maybe sometimes I'm overheads, but I just expect that. I grew up in that time when we listen to Jay and we hear a verse 3 months later, and then catch something. Mm-hmm. And I just try to design my stuff the same way.
Whatever happened to your management? Didn't you was supposed to get new management?
I mean, Leonard is there right here. Leonard right there.
I thought it was a rumor you were signing with like a real big manager.
That's what he said last time, man. He said last time he was about to announce it.
Yeah, I did. Listen. I did an agreement with Scooter Braun.
I did a deal
with Scooter. The story could probably be told a different way. They stronger than I am, so if Scooter make a statement right now, it'll be what he say. You know what I mean? Because we have a disagreement on what exactly happened. At the end of the day, I'm a grown man. I'm 31, so I'm not stupid. Like, I know you're going to do what's right for you and your family. The stakes is high with you. If going to run behind Ye is what's best for you in your profile and rap, why wouldn't you do that? Or Justin Bieber just dropped the number one album and got 5 number ones on there and the biggest why not? You got Tori Kelly and Justin and Ariana Grande. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like I said, I'm not going to hide from the people. Like, that shit happened.
I heard Scooty didn't want you because he can't have two artists with dreads. So it was either you or Justin.
It might have been. But Justin cut his. I'm still waiting on the convo, but I don't want to be all like, black person, you didn't do this for me. Like, we could do it. You know what I'm saying? I just got to have more faith in my people. Like, y'all holding me down and just getting back to where I got. But understand this. My success is everybody that's ever been told, like, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to. People like to do that fake sob story, like, when they get on. Like, nobody believed in me. My Joan is for real. Like, y'all saw it. You witnessing it right now in some aspects. My PYT, though.
Learned a lot from
my PYT. What you learn?
We learned that he's not bothered as he was before. He might have found that love or that person he was looking for.
He seemed in a better space than he did last time. Last time he seemed very disgruntled.
I just got some reasons to shine now. I got reasons to shine. Let's leave it right there.
And plus, you gotta appreciate your blessings. You are a solid artist out here, bro.
Now that's what we defer.
You're solid.
That's why I defer.
You got gold albums.
People have made me believe differently, and that's driven me to a place that I go harder and harder and harder and try to think where I go wrong. On that note.
You ending it?
No. I'm putting my glasses back on.
He just put his glasses on.
No, no. You're ending it?
It's The Breakfast Club with Wale.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, the Daily Mail did an exclusive report on what happened behind the scenes at The Real that caused Tamar to somehow part ways with the show, whether she left to focus on her solo singing career or whether she was fired. You know, it remains to be seen. Now, Lonnie Love says that none of the women knew this was coming. Here's what she said on The Real.
None of us found out about Tamar until I got a group text from Tamar. She says, I heard I'm being fired. I ended up texting her on the group text, and I said, please let me know what's going on. Then that's when we got a phone call from Telepictures, and they confirmed that she was no longer let go. I asked why. They told me basically none of my business because it's between Tamar, her management, and them.
I think she meant to say she was let go no longer part of the show. Now, according to the Daily Mail, I'll tell you what they said. Okay, apparently they said that Tamar was very difficult to work with, and this was the breaking point. Pinterest was sponsoring a segment on the show. It was a game, and Tamar was losing the game. She was genuinely upset. She acted out during the taping in front of the studio audience. She exploded behind the scenes. She also cursed out the executive producers. Producers had to heavily edit the segment to make it presentable to air on TV, and the client was on set and saw it as well. Now, they said her outbursts...
That's allegedly, right?
Yeah, this is according to the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
They said her outbursts on set were frequent, and she would regularly blow up on the executive producer, and sometimes her husband or her co-host would have to calm her down. They said she was becoming unbearable. Now, while she was on Dancing with the Stars, remember, she got really sick, and she had the blood clot, and she had to take an extended leave of absence. Well, they used several guest hosts to fill in for her, and while she was gone, they said it was very peaceful on the set.
Mm.
The ratings maintained, and sometimes they went up, depending on who was a guest co-host for the show.
Listen, kids, I don't care who you are. Everybody's replaceable, and the nicest thing anybody could ever say to you at your job is you are a pleasure to work with.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to work with a difficult human being.
Well, according to the Daily Mail, they did a focus group, and research showed that most educated and working women did not identify with Tamar's show vernacular. They didn't know her use of words that were popular among drag queens and some gay men, like get your life, where they do that at, have several seats, they didn't identify with, and they felt she was more suited to be a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Jesus.
Damn.
Or in Logo, they said women found her to be ghetto, and her aggressive eye rolling, neck rolling, and the smacking of the mouth were stereotypical behaviors
that
African American women have worked years to overcome. It's a focus group.
Yeah, but who are the people? Who are the people in the group?
We don't know.
I would have to see the demographic of the people, because the truth to the matter is those sayings are actually sayings they can make a lot of money from.
Right.
Like, it don't matter what walk of life you are in, black, white, whatever. You tell somebody you have several seats is effective.
I mean, I really like Tamar.
I thought Tamar was pretty good.
So I don't know.
I like Tamar too.
So this is all alleged. This is all according to the Daily Mail. This is their exclusive report of what happened.
But let's keep in mind, we like Tamar, but according to our Focus blogs, we are a show that caters to ghetto-dwelling urban people of all races.
So there you go.
Drop one of Clues bombs for our Focus blogs. That is an actual statement from our Focus blog.
That's right.
Breakfast Club appeals to ghetto-dwelling urban people of all races.
Is that good?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Well, at least they said all races.
I haven't figured that out yet.
I still haven't figured that out.
Me neither.
All right, now, Chris Brown was in court with his child's mother, with royalty's mom, Nia Guzman. And, you know, she was trying to make sure he had monitored visits and strict supervision when he has their one-year-old daughter. But the judge said no. He is still going to continue to get 12 days a month with his daughter. It will continue to be unmonitored. So they are still going to have joint legal and physical custody.
And who is this again?
Chris Brown.
Now, Nia Guzman is also trying to get more child support. That case hasn't come up yet, but she gets $2,500 a month. Now she wants to get up to $16,000 a month.
12 days a month is a lot. Drop on the Clues bombs.
That's
Chris
joint
Brown.
Custody. That's great.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I know some baby daddies that would love to be with their kids 12 days a month.
It seems like he does a wonderful job with it, so I don't see why he should have it any other way.
Well, since we're talking about custody and all kinds of payments, Derek Fisher and his ex-wife Candace, they have decided to destroy the embryos they had frozen while they were married as part of their divorce settlement.
Now, what did them embryos do to them?
Well, I guess it's a big ethical debate, and, you know, I guess he doesn't want her to go ahead and have his babies when they're not together anymore.
Well, give them to somebody else. Let somebody else cook them and raise them.
No, that's his babies.
But they're not together anymore. Documents agreeing to destroy embryos that were on ice at a reproductive center, so they decided to do that. Now, according to these court documents, guess how much Candace Fisher gets in spousal support a month?
How much?
If you just had to guess.
$2 million.
A month?
Oh, a month. I would say $15,000 a month.
$109,000 a month.
Holy. Derek Fisher balling like that still?
That's how much she gets.
Wow. She might need to keep them embryos then.
The
more kids, the more money.
He also pays $15,000 a month in child support because they have 9-year-old twin sons.
So. I did not know you could keep embryos on ice. That sounds crazy. Yeah. Babies on ice. Babies on ice.
All Shut right, up, man.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Jeez, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
My goodness.
Let Derek Fisher get me pregnant.
What?
Wow, you're a bird.
Yeah, you are a bird. You have that audio he just said?
I don't understand. Why do y'all, you know, judge me for my capitalist ways?
You would get, let Derek Fisher get you pregnant.
So he doesn't even coach anymore.
For $109,000 a month?
You a bird.
So you would be pregnant and give birth to a child by Derek Fisher.
You would too, for $109,000 a month.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm a woman, so it's different for you.
It's both wrong. What's wrong with both of y'all?
Let's be clear about that. Not only would I get $109,000 a month, you know how popping I would be having a baby as a grown-ass man?
Both of y'all are
Boobs. I'm a freak of nature.
All right.
Medical marvel.
Our ratings through the roof.
Through the roof.
You guys are birds.
It's a pregnant Negro on The Breakfast Club. You hear me? Charlamagne is pregnant.
We would be if you came here every day. How was last night?
You guys.
I got morning sickness. I'd have a whole... I'd replace Donkey today with a segment called Morning Sickness, where it'd just be me venting about being the first pregnant man on this planet. Oprah had a pregnant man on back in the day, but it wasn't really a man. It was a woman who became a man.
Now, God forbid that Charlamagne gets postpartum depression, though, because he doesn't even know what that's like.
Well, look, you're
coming here all depressed.
You got Donkey today coming up, Bird?
I do, actually.
You gonna tell us what it's about?
Remember that episode of The Cosby Show, All the Men Was Pregnant?
No.
They were pretending. Yeah, I remember that.
No, they wasn't pretending. It was a dream.
Oh, he had a dream. Yeah.
And they all had like Bill Cosby had like a hoagie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A hoagie.
I don't even know why I thought about that. But yes, Donkey of the Day is coming up next, and it's going out to Buffalo Bills general manager Doug Whaley. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked, and let's get into it.
Somebody just texted me and said, I'll get you pregnant. Who number is this?
What guy
is
that?
My goodness.
Everybody's Donnell's brother. Donnell Rowland's brother.
Well, let's get into the new joint. Here's Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Jay-Z.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Remy Ma. Salute to Hov. Salute to Fat Joe. But Remy watched everybody on this record.
All the Way Up remix. Let us know what you think. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, May 25th goes to Buffalo Bills general manager Doug Whaley. Now, did you hear what I just said? Buffalo Bills general manager. Now, if you don't know, the Buffalo Bills are a football team, a professional football team in the NFL. Now, when you're a general manager of anything, you pretty much run stuff. I mean, of course, you got someone you answer to, but you're really high on the food chain in whatever company you work for when you are the GM, okay? A general manager, you know, manages the revenue and cost elements of a company, you know, income statements, day-to-day operations of the business, all that, okay? He runs things. And in the NFL, you are in charge of a roster of 90 men who play football, okay? The playing of football is what the business consists of, nothing more, nothing less. As long as you have men on the field playing football, you will always be in business. So I would think, you know, just personally, I would think that if you're the general manager of a football team, you would want people to be in the business. You would encourage people to be in the business. You would hope people want to be in the business. But Doug Whaley thinks otherwise. Now, Doug Whaley called in the WGR 550, and he was asked if one of his players, Sammy Watkins, was injury prone. And Doug Whaley, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, had this to say.
This is a game of football, and injuries are part of it. It's a violent game that I personally don't think humans are supposed to play. And these things are going to come up, but we trust in our medical staff, and we trust in each individual athlete to just do what they have to do to get back on the field.
What did he say?
Okay. I don't think y'all heard the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, okay? The general manager of a professional football team. Play it again. He had this to say about the game of football. Play it again.
This is a game of football, and injuries are part of it. It's a violent game that I personally don't think humans are supposed to play. And these things are going to come up, but we trust in our medical staff, and we trust in each individual athlete to just do what they have to do to get back on the field.
Hey, Doug, did you hit the Powerball lottery and not tell nobody?
What?
You're not supposed to play.
Somebody hit the Mega Millions and is plotting to exit from his job. This is the kind of things you say when you're about to quit, have already quit, are looking to get fired, okay? This is the epitome of defecating what you eat. This is spitting in the wind. This is making the Hulk angry. This is like offering Minister Farrakhan pork. This statement makes no logical sense whatsoever. Do you think the general manager of Chick-fil-A would stand up and say, hey, no humans should eat our chicken sandwiches. They clog your arteries. Do you think the general manager of Hershey's would say, humans shouldn't eat our products. They cause diabetes. Do you think the general manager of IHOP would ever say, hey, humans shouldn't listen to our radio stations because radio airwaves cause your brain to melt and ooze out your ears, okay? Like, where is the logic of a general manager telling people his line of business isn't for humans? And furthermore, if you think the sport of football is so bad, why are you the general manager of a football team?
That sounds crazy.
This is like working for a cigarette company in the day but going around being an advocate for lung cancer awareness at night, preaching about the dangers of cigarettes, but you sell cigarettes. And furthermore, once again, why would you want to be a part of a system if you know that system is hurting people? None of this adds up. Can I hear what Doug had to say about football again? Just one more time, please.
This is a game of football, and injuries are part of it. It's a violent game that I personally don't think humans are supposed to play, and these things are going to come up, but we trust in our medical staff, and we trust in each individual athlete to just do what they have to do to get back on the field.
Hey, Doug, don't sell me crack, but then preach to me about how crack is killing the community. You can't be Old Dog and Sharif from Menace at the same damn time, okay?
Mm-mm-mm.
Please give Doug Whaley the biggest hee-haw.
So I'm confused. Should I let my son play or should I not let him play?
According to him, you're not supposed to play. So.
I have no idea. I want to hear the cleanup. The cleanup for this is going to be amazing. Like, what do you say after you verbatim say humans shouldn't play football? It's too dangerous.
He sound crazy.
He needs to be fired. Honestly, would you want your general manager,
hell no,
you know, to talk down upon the company or say that the company is no good for people? Why are you here then?
That sounds crazy.
What are you here for?
Jeez.
Like, really, what are you here for?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, ask Ye if you need relationship advice or any type of advice. You can call Ye right now, 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. Again, the number's 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Charlamagne, can you get these cookies from out of my face, please?
No, I can't. I'm going to keep those nice, soft cookies right in your face. I might even go warm them up for you, Yee. All right?
Wow. Ever since you got pregnant by Derek Fisher, you've been really nice.
Ever since you got that weave, all the guys in here have been being nice to you because you look cute, ma.
Okay. Okay, good. Don't be over here hating on me. Okay?
I think
you look good.
I think he wants that. What's that? Yaki? What's they call that?
No, this is a Peruvian. Okay.
Peruvian.
Peruvian.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you, her imports.
Now, what line you want to go to?
Call it 7.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Mike from Queens.
Mike from Queens. What's your question for me?
So, basically, I have a girlfriend. I've been with her for 2 years plus, and I met her on Facebook.
Wow. How did that happen?
It was very brief. I saw her in person before, and then, like, I messaged her on Facebook, and then we started going out pretty much. She had a boyfriend. I guess I kind of took her from her boyfriend, but not really. Her boyfriend was ass.
According to her, he was. I'm sure if you hear his side, it's different. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically, I'm kind of going through the same thing right now that he was.
Well, that's how you met her. You know what they say. How you meet her is how you keep her.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, she's been good and everything. Nothing's ever been wrong. But basically, she's been messaging. Another guy hit her up in a DM on Instagram. So basically,
hit her up and then what? Like, said what? She responded. Obviously, if he DM'd her and she saw it and she responded, she has some type of interest, right?
That is true, yeah.
So what's the problem?
I don't want her to talk to him. So
how do you know that? She told you or you checked her Instagram?
I checked.
So basically, you don't trust her anyway?
No, I do.
So why did you check her Instagram DMs?
Well, she actually showed me. She showed me that he hit her up, and then she still, like, I guess, communicated, but not in the sense of where, like, oh, I want a Mac, but, like, in the sense of, like, being friends, but...
So some random dude she doesn't know hit her up in her DMs on Instagram, and she's continued some type of correspondence with him after that.
Yes.
And she thinks that's okay.
I guess so, yeah.
Isn't this how your relationship with her started?
No, not really. We were strictly friends at first. I mean, and that's exactly what it looks like now.
They're strictly friends now too, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like she needs attention, or she needs some. Does she have some type of insecurity issues where she needs people to validate that she's wanted and she's attractive or something like that?
Oh no, she's attractive. She knows it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that you should date somebody that will randomly meet guys on Instagram and respond to them or any type of social media. And that is how you met her also. So clearly this guy is seasoned in. He's going for it. It's disrespectful to you. It's disrespectful to your relationship. And if she doesn't see that, then she's clearly not ready to settle down.
Yeah.
You know, being in a relationship, if some random guy hits me on Instagram, I'm not going to keep going back and forth with him.
Yeah.
Period. Did she tell him she has a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, she talks about me all the time. And, you know, I kind of, like, see that he's still trying to, like, go at it, but, like, from a different angle. You know, like, let me be your friend first, but then, like, after, I'm going to go after you.
She knows what it is. Somebody don't just hit you up on Instagram saying, let me be your friend, with the intention of just being your friend, especially when you have a boyfriend. And that is so disrespectful to you. She is letting this guy play you.
Yeah, you're right.
And if she doesn't see that, then she's clearly not the person you need to settle down with. She must like attention from other people. And all that's going to happen is one day y'all going to get into a fight or get into an argument, and guess what's going to happen?
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to go down in them DMs.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Good luck, bro.
Thank you.
ASCII 800-585-1051. He's strung out. ASCII right now, call her up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kent Jones with Don't Mind. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Malia.
What's your question for you?
In Jacksonville. Okay, so my question is, it's more of a friendship issue. I've been having a friend that I met in the service for about 6 years now.
Okay.
And she, as far as being a friend, we just been kind of having some fallout. And the thing is, she's also the godmother of my child.
Mm-hmm.
And so our relationship has become estranged. But, you know, she spent so much time with my child that my child's almost 2, but she knows how to ask for her. She calls her Nana, whatever. Our relationship's so estranged. Like, sometimes I feel like I don't even want to deal with her, but then it's like... And I don't want to be petty and, like, stop her from seeing my child because she really, you know, likes to spend time with my daughter. But it's like
the last time I dropped her. It's like a breakup. kind of. Like,
basically. And we have a child together, basically. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of weird. Like, the last time I dropped my child off, it was like we were just so awkward.
So what is it that y'all are arguing about? Can this friendship be repaired?
Well, it's not really... It's hard to explain. It's not one thing. It's like she's just unreliable. Like if I or if she asks me to do something and I'll say, okay, you know, what time do you want me to meet you at the house or whatever? Like it's always something. Like she's really bad at managing her time.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'm just a different type of person. So it's like when we say we're going to do this at this time, you know, let me know. And then sometimes it's like, if I don't hear, like, I won't hear from her, so then I'll call her, you know, and she'll be like, oh, girl, I didn't hear my phone or whatever. But when I'm around her, you know, she got a little Bluetooth, and she's always on the phone.
Right. So you kind of feel like she's just being a little, she's not respecting your time and the plans that you guys make.
Yeah, and we've had fallouts about it a lot, you know, and a lot of times, like, and I've tried to talk to her, and she'll be like, oh, girl, you just in your feelings, like, it wasn't like that, or you're overthinking it. It's always putting it back on me instead of owning up to what's pissing me off.
She just sounds she's irresponsible, and I've had friends like that also. I've had friends that I know if we make plans to do something, they're either going to cancel or be so late that I'm going to be waiting for 2 hours, and by the time they show up, I'm going to be irritated.
Yeah, so it's just like I've gotten to a point where it's like I don't even really want to deal, but it's like now I've allowed her to have a relationship with my child. And like I said, my daughter, you know, she'll ask for, like, you know, Nana, you know, da 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 da.
All right, so it doesn't sound like she's a bad person in any way. It just sounds like she's an irresponsible person and you can't really rely on her when it comes to y'all making plans. Now, my advice to you, because I have friends like this also, like I said, it's just to know how to treat them. If I make plans with certain people, I already have plans to do something else, or I bring somebody else because I know they might not show up. So that's on me now. I know what they're like and I know they're not changing. So because of that, I act accordingly. Sometimes you have to show people what they do. We make plans together and then you do actually show up. I'm going to say, oh, I made plans to do something else because you never show up anyway. So my bad. I already decided to do something else because I don't really rely on you. Sometimes people have to see the error of their ways in order for them to change. But I will say it's okay for people to not always be friends the way they were when they first became friends. Sometimes our friendships evolve and change, and we don't hang out all the time like we used to. To me, it seems like it's not worth it for y'all to just have a complete, oh, we not cool no more. But you have to treat people accordingly. So now when y'all make plans to do something, just have somebody else come or make a backup. Or maybe just don't really make plans with her too much. Unless it's her coming by the house or you going by over there, because she's not reliable.
Okay, you're right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you want to holler at Yee, you can always call her. Now, Yee, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, let's talk about Lil Wayne versus Birdman. Now, we already told you about him saying F Cash Money. We'll tell you behind the scenes what happened there. Also, we'll tell you about Bill Cosby. He has to stand trial for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman. We'll tell you what happened, why the judge is saying that he does have to go to trial.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Wayne, we played this audio for you yesterday. He was performing at a concert, and he started an F Cash Money chant. If you missed it, and it's a lot of it is bleeped out, so I don't know if you'll still hear it, but here's what it sounded like. F Cash Money. Well, according to sources connected to the label, the problem is this. Birdman vowed he was going to have Lil Wayne's back to the death. They were going to patch things up. There's that $51 million lawsuit.
Right.
They were trying to settle all of that. Part of what Wayne wanted, really all he wanted, was to be able to release the Carter 5. That was his first priority. Birdman seemed like he was on board, but it still hasn't happened, so that's why Wayne has pulled the plug. That's why he took that picture with Rick Ross and Trick Daddy and all of that. All talks have broken down.
Now, me being the radio guy, us being radio people, if we report that and ask the question, why isn't Birdman paying his son? The man he has tatted on his body, the man he said he will die for. Why doesn't Wayne have his money? Why is Wayne disgruntled? We report that, then we not putting respect on his name by just simply reporting what's out there.
I think it was more than that. That was ever.
I think you're saying him. But he's the wackest rapper of all time.
He is, though.
I think it was you saying.
No, I didn't say he's the wackest rapper of all time. He's one of them.
Okay.
But he makes good records.
He said top
every now
five,
and then.
Maybe.
Top
five. Yeah.
Definitely top five. Definitely top five.
That's, now that's, you know.
But forget all that. My main issue is, and the only reason we ever have been bringing him up for the past couple years, is the fact that he has not paid Lil Wayne. Why is Lil Wayne disgruntled? If it was Tiger, okay, whatever. Drake, okay, whatever.
Come
Nicki,
on
okay,
now.
Whatever.
You have to pay everybody.
But
no,
pay all your artists.
But Wayne, the guy that you say is your son.
Definitely handled.
Come on.
Business.
It would there be no Young Money, Cash Money without Wayne.
All right, now let's discuss Bill Cosby. He does have to stay in trial for allegedly sexually assaulting Andrea Constan.
He don't have to do nothing. He can just do what I told him to do a year and a half ago and just die.
Well, he can't do that.
He can.
Now, the judge did rule it's probable cause, believing that he did drug her at his mansion back in 2004, stick his hand down her pants, and fondle her. He faces up to 10 years in prison if he is convicted of aggravated
indecent
assault.
You really think Bill got another 10 years left?
Now, Bill Cosby also, in a previous deposition, confessed that he did have sexual contact with two teenage girls and that his agent did pay one of them off so his wife wouldn't find out. So that's the newly released deposition that he had did years ago.
Why are you doing this to yourself, Bill Cosby? I told you a year and a half ago, the best thing for you to do at this moment is just simply pass away.
He can't just do that. You just can't go, I'm passing away today, and close your eyes.
I think when you're that age, you can.
During this deposition.
I think when you're that age, you decide whether or not you want to wake up.
During that deposition, he also did admit that she masturbated him with lotion, and they had sexual relations.
Why'd you look up like that? What's wrong with you?
Because I just can't picture Bill Cosby getting a handjob.
Well, we don't want you to. We don't want you to actually.
That's Heathcliff Huxtable.
Picture it. All right. Whew. Snoop Dogg is resurrecting Doggy Style Records. Now, he did confirm it. He put out a new mixtape, The Return of Doggy Style Records. It has 30 songs on it, and a lot of them are new artists. So if you want to check out The Return of Doggy Style Records, it is available now. And, of course, we talked about this all morning, but Jay-Z has finally said something through his music about Lemonade, and that is on the All the Way Up remix with Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Check out Jay-Z's part.
You know you made it when the fact you mash made it is worth millions. Lemonade is a popular drink and it still is. Survival of the littest. To really up verse, up in your business. I'm in the room with real, not allowed. I'm the only one in the room that they fear right now. I think they clear right now. Let's celebrate, no red champagne, we don't play that. All we see is gold bottles and paper plane hats. 21 Grammys that I use for Duce cups. I'm on the penthouse floor, call your way up. The OG said, ho, how high is high enough? I said, till we eye and eye with the higher ups. Until we let them know we ain't those. Until our baby showered in gold, nigga. Blue looking like Pac in the tub. David LaChapelle levels are not giving the fool. Prince left his masters where they safe and sound. We never gonna let the elevator take us down.
Prince left his masters where he know they safe and sound. Drop one of Clues bombs for Hov.
Title.
The flow is still immaculate. You don't like that verse. You just not used to hearing audible rappers in 2016.
Okay, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Before the record, Remy washed everybody on that All the Way Up remix.
They all killed it.
Yeah, so check it out, though.
They all killed it. Fat Joe's verses slept on, too. But is it just me or do Jay-Z and Remy's verses start off a little offbeat? Is it just me? It sound like they start off
offbeat. Nah, they do sound offbeat.
But then they get in pocket. But I still think Remy washed everybody.
Remy might killed it on the original version, so, as well.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Everybody's verse is dope on that song. But Remy washed everybody.
All right, well, if you want to hear the full version, we're going to get into that next in the mix. If you want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Shout out family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the mix is up next. Hit me up with your request. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm going to play the full version. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.